time to talk Buffalo Commons in our studios. Mary Doolin is here. How you doing, Mary?
I'm great. Thanks, Rich.
And the one and only Sharon Bowling is here as well. How the heck are you?
I am terrific.
What an intro, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Are you gals ready to get things going? Because you've been preparing and talking about it. It's the week of.
All I can say is you better hop on your saddle because the weekend is coming.
Now, when you say hop on our saddle, that's a little bit relation to what the kind of storyteller is going to be talking about, right?
That's right. Well, we really have a Western culture theme this year, which is honestly one of the favorites of the people who have come in the past. I think it's going to be full of a lot of fun, a darn tootin' good time is what it's going to be.
It is. I know we've talked to you about it, and I know Sharon and I have talked about it as well. 26 years now for the Buffalo Commons, right?
Well, it's our 26th festival, but COVID, and we had a little half one in there, so we've kind of lost track of that, but officially it's our 26th.
But once again, you hit home runs every year with all the great storytellers you bring in.
We have a great committee that does that for us, and yes, this will be even better than the one before.
You kick things off on Friday, Mary, with McCook Community College. Always does this every Friday for Buffalo Commons, don't they?
Well, actually, they're helping us this year. The committee did plan it, and they are going to help us with registration. So I'll just start off with, if you'd like to join us, I'll tell you a little bit about it, but call the college at 308-345-8122, or you can go online at bceregister@mpcc.com. So I'll tell you that. There is more information, of course, on www.buffalocommons.org for all the details. But let me tell you about this year's community tour. I'm really excited about this one. We have a bus that will pick you up at the Museum of the High Plains, take you to the Nebraska Bull Service, which is a pristine genetic beef industry business. A lot of stories and information there. From there, we go to the West Sale Barn, where they'll tell us a little bit of history and stories about the West Sale Barn. And Jake Riley, who was with us in 2019 along with R.P. Smith, will entertain you at that point. He's a cowboy poet and storyteller, kind of along the lines of R.P.'s humor. And I think you will really enjoy him. We're going to have a Sale Barn lunch, which includes pie. Hazel Bobbenmeyer will be our chef, or our chuck wagon gal at that time. And from there, we'll bus back to the Museum of the High Plains, and Brandon Bailey from Scott's Bluff will be there. He is actually a Western artist. He is in the prestigious Cowboy Artists of America, I think only 17 members. He's excellent, and he's going to be there to tell you about his artwork and the inspiration behind it. So I think Friday's going to be great. It is a fee of $30, and you register with the college.
There's still spots open?
There are still spots open. We hope that you'll join us. I think you'll have a great time. You might even learn something.
Because it does sell out.
It does. We take as many as the bus will hold.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new partnership for that event this year. McCook City Schools is providing the bus and the driver. And so kudos and thanks to them.
Yes.
Very good. Because in the past, what have you kind of, as far as bus tours?
College buses.
College. So it's bigger buses. Not that the college is kind of the more smaller ones. All right, so the high school's got the bigger, longer, so maybe more people can fit in, I guess.
Well,
we hope more people.
There you go. Exactly right.
We hope to fill.
More the better, right?
Exactly.
All right. And then the first of the two big shows are Friday night, correct?
Right.
Yes. Friday night is at the Historical Fox Theater. Can't remember what time it starts. I think it's at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
How the West Has Fun, and it will feature Andy Hedges, our storyteller, and Bridget and Johnny Reedy, who are the musicians coming in this year. Tickets are available for that at the door, or you can buy them at MNB or at St. Ert's.
How about these storytellers? Have they been here before? Are they newcomers this year?
Neither have been here.
Wow.
I might tell you that I think we have a lot of young energy this year. Bridget and Johnny are brother-sister duo, late teens, early 20s, but they have been playing, for example, at the Cowboy Gathering at Elko, Nevada since the age of two and six, and and played with some of the best. So they are going to really have your toes tapping. And I think, you know, she's on the violin. He plays, they call him Johnny Guitar Reedy. Mm-hmm. So just kind of prodigies, I feel. Andy Hedges is from Lubbock, Texas. And he's a cowboy poet, storyteller, and a musician as well, plays the guitar. So, yeah. And honestly, the Reedys helped Andy Hedges on his last CD. So they've worked together. I think it'll be really a partnership there. It'll be fun.
So fill that Fox Theater big time for Friday.
Tickets for Friday are $15 for adults and $5 for students. And we hope to have the Fox Fall for a fun, fun show.
That's just the first day.
Right.
The Saturday is just from sun up to sundown, basically, isn't it?
That's right.
It is. And Mary's been cooking cinnamon rolls. Her freezer is full of cinnamon rolls for the meet and greet that starts at
8:45.
I didn't know if it was 8:30. 8:45 before our first performance at 9 o'clock. The 9 o'clock performance will be Brandon Bailey talking about cowboy art and some of his experiences in that area.
As well as he was a competitor for the Laramie Community College rodeo team, so he might get into that as well.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a rodeo person, come and help tell some stories there.
Tell your own rodeo stories. And then Andy Hedges performs at 10 and Bridget and Johnny Reedy at 11 or thereabouts. And this is a free event at the High Plains Museum. Come and go as your schedule allows, and we'd love to see everybody there, too. Want to fill those seats as well.
Well, that's a couple of hours worth right there of some good entertainment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That kicks things off in the High Plains Museum. You always have that. That's always the kind of the kickoff for Saturday,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of a different atmosphere because we call it more intimate, and you can ask questions. You can visit with the artists back and forth. And then we go to an open mic at the bakery.
At 12:30, Paul Clark will be hosting an open mic at the bakery, as Mary said. We invite poets, singing, songs, storytelling, anything you want to share with the community. It's your chance to shine.
Yeah, it could be about anything, any stories, right? All right. And that's always a tradition as well, standards for the open mic, isn't it?
That's right.
Thanks to Andrew and Jamie and those guys for,
yes.
I know, as they always glad to host that type of event down there, huh?
Right, and we thank them for their first Tuesday support as well.
You always get the kids involved with Buffalo Commons too, don't you?
Yes, and this year that is what we're calling it, a darn tootin' good time. We'll be at the McCook City Library. Jake Riley will be there to tell stories. And Bridget and Johnny Reedy will be there to get their toes tapping. We'll also have Nate Rippey there to show the kids how to do roping with lariats. And we have Shannon Pivato, Angie Nielsen, and Christy Paulnell are bringing their horses. So the kids will have the opportunity to do that. We also hope have some 10-gallon hats that they can make and wear.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
A horseshoe demo as well, how to put horseshoes on, I guess?
Well, that one didn't come about.
Okay.
So we will not have a horseshoe demo, but the rest of it,
yeah,
and a few more things, you know, in addition.
But they have plenty of good things.
Yeah.
The kids will love it.
And it's usually, you know, kids, you know, preschool to fifth, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Parents can bring, you know, as long as they come, the younger ones to watch and listen. And we just hope they come and have a good time.
There you go.
Inside-outside activities.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Obviously because of the horses, but inside-outside activities.
Jody didn't want the horses in the basement.
Yeah. Well, that would, just picturing that would be interesting, wouldn't it, to get it to the doors of the library there.
How to get them in the elevator would be the trick.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and then who's going to clean up from behind, too? Boy, don't want to think about that.
It'll be
so outdoor.
And you'll be out of town, so it won't be you.
Yeah, it won't be me. No, exactly right. Then you wrap up Saturday with another one of your big shows at St. Ernest Bakery that Saturday night.
Yes, and we are down to just a handful of tickets. To get those, you call the bakery at 345-6500. And do it quickly because we're nearly sold out. We also have a Sunday event. Sharon can tell about that.
Well, it started with the cemetery tour several years ago, but the last few years we've moved it inside so we don't have to rely on excellent and cool enough weather. But this year it's Voices from the Western Past people around the area who are no longer with us, but that had contributions that they made to either horse racing or rodeoing or cowboy activities.
Ranching.
Okay, ranching. Mm-hmm. And there will be local people telling the stories of the ones who are here no more, including, if you didn't know, there are two horses buried at the fairgrounds, and we're going to talk a little bit about them as well.
Okay.
Sharon said that she would be glad to participate and tell stories as long as she wasn't representing one of the horses or talking as one of the horses.
No, I said if I was going to be a horse, I wanted to be the front end.
Anyway, this is a come and go from 2 to 4 on Sunday. So come, you know, there are different stations that will tell about all these different people. So, yeah,
and
it's really interesting.
That, again, is at the museum. And we thank Jamie Mockry and Sue Doak, who are writing the scripts for those people.
They've done a lot of work on
people.
This.
Awesome. It's going to be a great weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, we're
absolutely
really excited about it.
Once again, buffalocommons.org. Hit the website. All the schedules, some bios
details
on all those entertainers, storytellers is right there.
Exactly.
But once again, there's open spots still for the community tour on Friday. There's still some tickets available for Friday night at the Fox Theater, but very few tickets for the Saturday at Saner's, right?
Right, right.
And Friday night, you don't need a ticket in advance. You can buy those at the door.
At the door. Right. All right. Very good. Seating. Few more seats in the Fox Theater than there is a Saner's Bakery in the Bear Rock Cafe. So that's
absolutely
why.
Absolutely.
That's right. And Saner's Bakery includes a dinner.
Okay.
So for those of you who, we didn't say that.
You two are part of the committee. Who else is on your committee that does this every year of getting all the great storytellers coming to town?
Well, Dale Doolin is the program.
You kind of know him, don't
individual.
You?
Individual.
Yeah,
I do.
Do.
And he's the one who does research and contact our artists.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Mockry is on our committee. Bruce and Kathy McDowell, Clark and Donna Bates.
Linda Crandall, Linda Clark. Mm-hmm. Brent Cobb.
Ginger Tenbensel.
Yeah.
I'm just going around the table at
our meetings. We don't want to miss anybody.
Sure,
but
sure.
All are super active, do a lot of work. We appreciate everything. And it comes together very, very well. I think we've worked together for quite a while.
And for 26 times you've been doing this. So,
exactly.
You know, it's been going good. All right.
Exactly.
Hit the website again, buffalocommons.org, for more information. Again, you got to mention, you could not do this without the backing of some sponsorship and stuff like that, too. They really help you out.
Most definitely. Some of our big partnerships are the McCook Community College, Humanities Nebraska, Nebraska Cultural Endowment, Nebraska Arts Council, McCook Arts Council, and the McCook Library Foundation. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate those. But we also have a tremendous support from many local businesses, of which we will promote throughout
weekend.
The weekend. So mm-hmm. We really couldn't do it without all of their help and the help of these other partnerships. So, yes, thank you.
You bet.
And, of course, Kix Radio is one of those.
Exactly.
Glad to help out every year.
We always appreciate being able to come on.